A Ross County supporter has praised the club and leading sight loss charity RNIB for helping him to keep attending football matches. Bruce Wilson noticed his sight was deteriorating whilst attending Ross County games. So after contacting his local optician, he was eventually diagnosed with macular degeneration. Bruce, that must have been pretty horrendous for you at that moment.
It was in itself, yes. I kind of expected it was coming at some time because my mother suffered badly from it. She was really bad with it for many years in her latter stages of her life. And I've subsequently found out that several other members of my family have had it and have recently been diagnosed with it. So it's kind of running in the family. So as much as it was a little bit of a shock at the time, it was kind of in the back of my mind that it was possibly going to happen.
And RNIB obviously got involved with you at this point as well. They've been fantastic. And you're to meet an ECLO, which is an eye care liaison officer.
The ECLOs, I mean, I work for the NHS, not in that department, but I'd never heard of, I must confess, I'd never heard of them before until my last appointment with my eye optical consultant, who pointed and literally took me along to the ECLOs room further along the corridor from her room and introduced me to Roslyn. And it's the best thing that's happened. It really has. I'm absolutely amazed at the work they do. And Roslyn has shown me umpteen things that are available to me. And obviously, she's the one that kick-started the whole Ross County thing. So I'm absolutely over the moon that I met Roslyn, yeah.
And Roslyn Munro from RNIB joins us now. Roslyn, talk about the roles ECLOs play.
Yeah, basically, there's quite a few ECLOs like myself who are clinic-based, so we're right in the heart of the ophthalmology department. Some other colleagues are remote and work from home, but they still get the referrals and they still support the patients just the same, but it's more by telephone. For myself, you know, I often get the likes of Bruce. It's like an impromptu knock at the door and a consultant or one of the other staff might say, have I got some time to discuss some support with a patient who's maybe had a diagnosis that's upset them, or, you know, they might need help understanding it or just need pointed in the direction of some support emotionally and practically.
And have you ever had someone mentioning that the football enjoyment was being ruined? Because you were to step in at this point, you actually spoke to Ross County, didn't you?
I think one of the skills that is common among eye care liaison officers and part of our training is the sort of active listening. And that was kind of what came out of chatting to Bruce. I mean, Bruce just threw away a comment saying, "Oh, you know, I'm not even enjoying my football anymore. I think I'm actually going to stop going." And I asked him what team he supported and, you know, I could maybe help with that. And he said, "Oh, don't bother. It's, you know, I probably won't go anymore." And we discussed the difficulties he had about attending. And it just rang true to me. I mean, I'm a football supporter myself. I've got, you know, lots of people that I know who are. And it's actually a very important part of our culture, never mind something great when they do win. It's quite an important thing, I think.
So tell me what happened once Roslyn got involved, Bruce. Ross County obviously got in touch with you.
Yeah, but I backtrack a wee bit just to get the story a little bit clearer. I was having trouble getting a good seat. Obviously, I want to sit on the outside of a row because my sight is such that if I have to squeeze in past people, I'm going to stamp on toes and knock people over and spill tea and et cetera on top of them. So I wanted an outside seat, but I couldn't get a suitable outside seat. That's where the real thing kicked off. So once I mentioned that to Roslyn, and obviously Ross County came on board. Heather from Ross County contacted me, and like I say, she offered me everything I was looking for. I didn't even have to explain what I was looking for. She practically almost read my mind. Outside seat, two seats together, so somebody could come with me. I didn't fancy paying a lot of money just for tickets for everybody that could come with me. So like I said, she says, "Yep, we have a system whereby we have give your carer a free ticket." And I actually had to ask her to repeat it because I couldn't believe what she said. A free season ticket. And you can have a season ticket for yourself. Well, it'll be a half season because we're halfway through the season now. And at the half season price, it knocked me over. It absolutely knocked me over. I didn't think that sort of situation existed. I didn't want to sit in the disabled section. Not because I've any disrespect for the for the people that sit there. It's just a bad end of the ground to sit. You can't see the game properly. But I wanted to sit in the middle of the home section to get the atmosphere to see the game properly. And that was no problem to her. She fully understood.
And who goes along with you now?
it's usually my youngest son. He's usually the one that's free. But as I say, the carer ticket, the ticket just says carer, so it can be anybody. You know, it could even be Rosalind if she felt that way inclined.
but it can be
anybody, which is absolutely spectacular. It's an absolutely tremendous system. I can't say enough about it, to be honest. I can't say enough about it.
And you're a lifelong Ross County fan. How much has the club went up in your estimation since doing that for you?
100%. I can't say enough about them. They're a community club. They always involve the community, be it food bank collections outside the stadium at times, fun days for the kids when there's no football on, open fan days. Very much involved the community. Very, very much involved the community.
And Rosalind, what were Ross County, the football club, like to deal with when you called up to talk about Bruce and his situation?
Well, actually, it was kind of easier than that for me this time. I would have just gone along and called or whatever myself, but my fellow Eclo that covers the Highlands, there's two of us cover the Highlands and Islands, and she works remotely and covers the sort of islands, the West Coast and Caithness, and she is actually a Ross County supporter, and she knows quite a few people at the club. So I had bounced it off Anita to ask who to contact, and she did the first email for me, and then they came back to me, and I had heard what Bruce had said about where he liked to sit, etc., and had put that in the email. So that's probably why they were clued up when they phoned. The response was immediate, and within, I don't know, what was it, Bruce, was it the next day or a couple
eight
of days,
days
later? 8 days, something like that.
Days,
it's taken me
days.
Maybe 3 or 4 days to actually do the inquiry. So within a day or two of me doing the inquiry, they were in touch with Bruce, which was absolutely amazing. And the result was even better than I hoped for. So I was just quite blown away myself.
And Bruce, what advice would you give to anyone with sight loss thinking of going along to the football to give it a try, maybe for the first time?
Give it a try. Give it a try. Go with somebody. Don't go on your own, because it can be, especially if it's a large crowd, it can be quite overwhelming. Go with somebody. Give it a try. See what you think. And then if you're in touch with an Eclo, go and speak to the Eclos. Or if you want to take the risk, speak to the club direct and tell them what your problems are. I'm quite sure they have somebody within their organisation that is geared up to deal with that sort of thing. So give it a try.
And Rosalind, a similar question to yourself. Just what advice would you give to anyone going through sight loss? What would be the first step?
I think, like Bruce is saying, I said, you know, don't be frightened to reach out. If you feel you can't make that call to somebody that you don't know, you know, even speak to somebody that you do, like, you know, a friend, family who might contact them for you, your GP, your optician, any route at all that you feel comfortable about. But the other thing I would say, the sooner the better. As soon as you're ready, not everyone's ready as soon as they're diagnosed, but as soon as they feel ready, and the sooner the better, the more support that can be put in place, and it can be just gradual and baby steps and be increased to accommodate ever-changing needs. You know, please don't be frightened. We're all very approachable, and you're not alone, basically, is the message as well.
And we should say, obviously, Ross County have been a great help to you, and you mentioned Heather earlier. Heather Henderson, who's the commercial assistant at Ross County FC, she said it was a pleasure to help Bruce out and ensure he can continue to come along to our games. We are all inclusive and happy to go the extra mile where possible to help our supporters, and we will always endeavour to do our best to accommodate an individual's needs to make the Global Energy Stadium an accessible location to attend, and our staff are friendly and approachable. So well done to Ross County. And thanks both of you for chatting to me today. RNIB, Eclo, Rosalind Munro and Bruce Wilson, thanks very much for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Barry.